This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Jan, St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Hank. Enjoy your program.
Thank you so much.
See, I've been in contact with atheists, primarily online, and their excuse for not coming to God and not believing in the Bible is no proof, no proof, no proof. They keep saying that there is no proof of God. If I offer to them, just look around at creation, well, they don't accept creation, they accept evolution. If you say, well, there was a personhood of Jesus Christ himself on earth to preach this, well, they don't accept Jesus either. What can I give them to combat their wanting this proof?
Well, first of all, let's say this, that the atheist who says no proof, no proof, no proof is willing to say that nothing created everything, which is a pretty big leap of faith. Not only that, but they say life came from non-life, and the life that came from non-life produced morals. Again, a pretty big leap of faith. You, on the other hand, are looking at the universe, and you are saying, quite evidently, every design presupposes a designer. If you see a basketball, you presume there has to be a basketball maker. In the same sense, if you see the universe in its infinite complexity and beauty, you say there has to be a designer of that universe. In a Christian worldview, there are evidences then that God created the universe, but not only so. The God who created the universe and left his fingerprints there also condescended to cloak himself in human flesh. Jesus Christ is God manifested to the world. And we don't believe in Jesus Christ through blind faith, but rather we believe in Jesus Christ through faith in evidence, which is to say, Christ demonstrated that he was God, not only through his miracles, but through his ultimate miracle, the resurrection, by which he laid down his life and took it up again. So there are many proofs that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh and that the Bible is God's master print for living our lives, that it is divine as opposed to merely human in origin. So there are proofs. Those proofs are evident in the Word of God. Those proofs are also evident in the world in which we live.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.